All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
If you missed any of the show, hit up the Rewind app.
We're shot out of a cannon on a Monday morning.
We're going to crash before the cut sheet, which is coming up at 7:45. All right, let's get to the news at 6:07, round number one, the great Dawn Stensland.
And good morning this Monday morning, November 18th. It's not going to feel like mid-November in the forecast. I think you're going to love this forecast coming up. We are sponsored this morning in Kale and Company News Live by Budget Blinds. A lot going on in the news. Locally, I will update for you. Two different shootings involving two different 15-year-olds shot in these separate shootings that happened just yesterday under investigation by Philadelphia police. First, a 15-year-old girl shot just before the dinner hour. Before it was still light outside. It was 4:50 p.m.-ish on 29th Street, right near Cumberland. That's according to Philadelphia police. And then just a couple of hours later, a 15-year-old boy injured in an unrelated shooting. So both of these 15-year-olds shot hours apart in these separate incidents, and police looking through this one, looking to find any suspects in this one. As far as the 15-year-old boy, so both in different children's hospitals. The 15-year-old boy looks like he's in stable condition, and as far as the 15-year-old girl, she is also in stable condition. Excuse me, they were both taken to St. Christopher's, not CHOP. So no information available on the potential motive. We don't have suspects. We don't have weapons recovered. And so police asking anybody with information. It's one of those that we hear all the time. So were these the intended targets? The first one, they're saying maybe more likely that she was not the intended victim. But again, not a whole lot of information. 15-year-olds on the night before, you know, a school day, out around dinner time and gunned down. We have a pregnant woman who was shot to death in Delaware County. This is just a horrific story. She is dead. Her baby was in critical condition. They were able to deliver the baby. This all started in an apartment building. This is Lansdowne, Delaware County, Pennsylvania. And the police chief giving new information about officers responding to reports of a gunshot victim at a home on Wycombe Avenue. And they found this very pregnant lady, 8.5 months pregnant and suffering from a gunshot wound.
Capital punishment. I mean, you should be given as Stalker would say, give them the firing squad and kill a pregnant lady.
It's just so amazingly, these first responders, I mean, they were able to rush her in. She was pronounced dead, but they were somehow, very quickly. You have to do this very quickly, obviously, to save the baby. The baby remains in critical condition this morning as Lansdowne police there, as well as the Delaware County DA's office. I don't know if any feds are involved or state level, but we have a massive investigation as far as this one. So that one, I don't have a motive, no suspect in custody. And then as well in Pottstown, we'll take you to Pottstown, where a man is charged with attempted murder. He's accused of shooting a police officer who was responding to a domestic violence call. So this is 42-year-old William Circola. He was struggling with the corporal involved here, Corporal Anthony Fisher, while another officer was trying to put this guy under arrest when the suspect grabs Corporal Fisher's gun, fires one shot at him. And so this is, began with one of those domestic violence disturbance calls that we talk about, some of the most dangerous calls for cops.
Mm-hmm. I bet you alcohol or some sort of substance was involved. I mean, that takes a lot of stones to reach for an officer's firearm.
Yeah.
And in a 2-on-1 situation where the officers have you outnumbered and you're still able to get that firearm away from the officer.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the one officer injured, he is expected to make a full recovery, but was taken to the hospital. Suspect in custody and, like I say, facing these attempted murder charges. There's a lot of other news today. I know that we'll get to a lot of national news. I'll just take you to locally. We do have the update from our RNC attorney, Linda Kearns, as we have confirmation this morning that the official recount involving the U.S. Senate hotly contested race here in Pennsylvania being watched nationally, that recount has begun. It is underway, in fact. So remember that by law, they had to have begun the recount by a certain time, and then they have to end it by noon of November 26th, and then they have to announce the results by the 27th. So legally, they had until the 20th. Today's the 18th. They had until Wednesday, but they have begun that. But these lawsuits continue because at many levels now, as we told you, the RNC attorneys, and I know Michael Whatley was putting out social media over the weekend making statements about it, the GOP chair, but they're watching this very carefully. And the state Supreme Court, Pennsylvania Supreme Court justices, still have not ruled on the question before them. Linda Kearns had told us about that. They had filed that last Thursday. And so this would be a ruling in which the Pennsylvania Supreme Court is being asked to simply say that all of these cases we've talked about, those illegal ballots being counted in the collar counties as well as Philadelphia. So the Supreme Court's already ruled, and it's very clear that they've said this is not legal. You cannot do this. But they went ahead and did it anyway.
So there's three questions I have, and I didn't see the answers in one link that we sent last night in our show prep. I want to know, are these recounts done by hand, or is this done by a scanning machine? Number two, I want to know, how many people are actually in that recount room, so to speak, if it's done in a room? And then lastly, if it's done by machine and we're recounting at a state level, how does it take 10 days to recount? These are the questions that I think average people are probably wondering and asking. Like, why is this such a difficult process? We're talking about counting items. You know, I get a bag of oranges. I open up my oranges. 1, 2, 3, 4, like 10 days?
So the word from Linda is that this recount started in some counties. It is underway. It officially has to start by Wednesday, like I said. She personally was involved in training lawyers,
mm-hmm.
okay, over the weekend. Because, to your point, they have to have lawyers in the courts, and they have to be ready to be in all the counties across Pennsylvania to deal with all of this. You have to have certain witnesses on both Democrats
sure.
and Republicans.
Right.
They have all of that. They have lawyers and observers for all of the counties, according to the RNC, according to Linda Kearns. And they are continuing to protect the vote. She says that they comprehensively train every single person, and they have a huge team. In a separate action that I know I touched upon, they are appealing County Board of Elections decisions to count those ballots that should never have been counted in the first place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a hearing tomorrow on that issue in Philadelphia. They're also appealing County Board of Elections decisions if they count provisional ballots contrary to law. And they appealed Philadelphia County decisions from Friday, just last Friday. There was a hearing. There's another hearing today at 1 p.m. This is a very active and developing situation. And they're continuing to hold the counties accountable. They're also monitoring anything the Casey team files and then responding accordingly as needed. And remember, last Thursday, that's when the RNC filed the King's Bench. That's the King's Bench appeal to the PA Supreme Court that I had mentioned,
mm-hmm.
and that's to weigh in on the dated ballots that are illegal and waiting for them to rule to stop that counting.
Yeah.
So there are multiple different levels, but the recounts are not done by hand, and they must be done by a different scanner than was used. Thank you, Linda Kearns.
Okay.
This is developing right now, and I'm I put out the words all, and so I just got the answer. Thank
okay.
you, Linda, to our election integrity RNC attorney, Linda Kearns. She says, so they're not done by hand, Nick,
okay.
but they have to be done by a different scanner.
Got it.
Just,
all right.
Just as to, so yeah. they said we get one attorney and two observers at each recount.
All right. Well, thank you for the clarification.
So
that's
all
great.
All sides there, and thank you. Thank you so much. And the point here is be vigilant and also, you know, call your county commissioner's office. Let them know how you feel. Call in. Go to protectthevote.com. Learn ways that you can, of course, peacefully voice your concern about this as they drag this on. And so the recounts, as far as this goes, Philadelphia starts the recounts Wednesday, expected to take 3 days.
All right.
The Philadelphia recount will take 3 days, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
All right.
So we got that going on. I know there's a lot of Joe Biden news as far as Russia, Ukraine. And Joe Biden, by the way, he was in the rainforest.
Not a joke.
First president ever to be in a rainforest.
So yeah, my sources are saying that the entire Biden administration might actually be transported and dumped into the rainforest and left there permanently. I haven't confirmed that yet, but I'm still working my sources.
Anybody here? So we have that going on. You're going to love the forecast. 68 degrees and mild today. We're in for a big change later this week, but enjoy really spring-like weather today. The holidays are coming. Budget Blinds is your one-stop shop for blinds, shades, shutters, custom drapery, as well as motorization. Visit budgetblinds.com. For a free in-home consultation, the only no-questions-asked warranty in the entire business, just schedule your holiday consultation. Ask about their special radio offer. Thank you, Budget Blinds, for sponsoring Kale & Company News Live, First Morning Edition.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:17 Monday morning. Let's kick off the week with another Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
And it is brought to you by Wawa this morning. The Big Take, a Trump target shift. You know, the mainstream media and the Democrat Party has screamed bloody murder at the top of their lungs for close to a decade about Donald Trump. And that has largely now been tuned out, as evidenced by the results of the 2024 election. So what exactly is the pivot? Well, you shift your target to the new Trump administration. You vilify RFK Jr., Pete Hegseth, and Matt Gaetz. Except, I don't think that's going to work either, because it's a lot like the boy who cried wolf. Nobody believed him anymore. And the same applies to the media and the left wing of the Democrat Party. Your cries of racism, sexism, and bigotry have fallen flat. Accusations of claiming someone is Hitler did not work. Bill Maher explained this in detail on Friday night. Listen and watch.
Democrats run for office as if the voters don't live here, as if they don't go to the grocery store and Starbucks and the office, but they do. They live here, and they actually see women and people of color, and it doesn't look like some patriarchal racist nightmare. Do problems remain pertaining to racism and sexism? Of course. But a poll last year asked, if America is the greatest country in the world, more blacks and Hispanic Americans agreed with that than the white progressives. It asked if racism is built into our society. White progressives agreed with that at higher levels than black and Hispanic people. It asked if government should increase border security. Same result. Hispanic Americans are less okay with illegal immigration than whitey. The votes are in. They don't want your pity.
But when your party is full of awful candidates with bad messaging and failed policy, this is all that you can do. And it appears that that will continue, and they'll continue to bang the drum of false narratives as 2024 comes to a close. Trump's selections so far have been major FUs to the establishment. Washington bureaucrats are super uncomfortable because they know that their little playground is about to be torn down. And this time, Trump has the House, the Senate, and the Supreme Court majority. And at this rate, the MAGA movement with J.D. Vance in the backdrop could be a 12-year run of excellence, and that petrifies them. Things are about to get a whole lot more efficient, and that's because Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are cleaning out the dead weight and trimming off the fat. And the Department of Government Efficiency has an end date in sight for when this project will be completed. Here's Vivek explaining just that. Listen and watch.
Look, part of what's holding back energy dominance in this country is that administrative state. Look at the regulations coming out of the Department of Interior, the slow permitting requirements, how hard it is to open a new refinery. So I think that is the root cause of our failure as a country, is this unelected fourth branch of government. And I think they look at elected officials as these cute little puppets that come and go every little while. Not anymore. There's a new sheriff in town. Donald Trump's the president. He has mandated us for radical, drastic reform of this federal bureaucracy with the learnings of that first term. And you look, Elon and I mean, Elon's solving major problems of physics. I came from the world of biology. What we're solving here now is not a natural problem. This is a man-made problem. And when you have a man-made problem, you better darn well have a man-made solution. That's what we're bringing to the table. We're assembling the brightest minds in the country. This is the equivalent of a modern Manhattan Project to take on, I think, the major problem holding our country back. It's the federal bureaucracy. Target that cost, all right. Save the money, restore self-governance. And Sean, I think we did something pretty novel here, if I may say so. If I just want to say, is this government, Department of Government Efficiency, it is built with an end date. We want to be done by July 4th, 2026. So for the first time in history, creating a department, creating a new government project that is designed to end when its work is complete. That's on the 250th anniversary of America's Declaration of Independence. And that's the gift we want to give this country on that birthday.
But in the meantime, the Democrats, well, they'll continue on with their usual playbook, which is why we are now seeing headlines and wild claims such as Pete Hegseth is a white nationalist and a rapist. Matt Gaetz is the most unqualified AG of all time. Elon and Vivek are going to dismantle institutions, and Bobby is going to get us all sick, and we're all going to die. In regards to RFK Jr., the Babylon Bee with this parody headline, quote, fattest, sickest country on earth concerned, new health secretary might do something different, end quote. It's actually really good. In regards to Pete Hegseth and his tattoos, the media and the woke morons jumping all over the white nationalist claims, and they look stupid and uneducated in doing so. The Templar cross on his chest that has caused an uproar is actually anti-Christian bigotry coming from the left, if you think about it. If I was Pete Hegseth, I would sue everyone for these smear campaigns that are unfounded. And then when it comes to Matt Gaetz taking over for Merrick Garland, well, it's causing grown adults in politics to break down and cry. Literally cry on the Hill. Listen and watch.
Doesn't mean you can't be attorney general, but he's not going to receive a very warm welcome from the career folks there. We've seen people today, our fellow reporters, crying, hugging in the hallways. I've gotten sources from text messages from sources, the Trump administration, the Biden administration. No one is endorsing this.
That clip from CNN, fellow reporters crying over an attorney general. Are you serious? Trump continues to break the brains of swamp losers and the media alike. And on Friday, it was RFK Jr. that was in the crosshairs of the media and Democrats. Cries of how he isn't a doctor flooded the airwaves. But did you know Xavier Becerra, the director of the HHS under Joe Biden, he's not a doctor either. No, he's a lawyer and a career politician. So the horror of Bobby not being a doctor falls on deaf ears, left-wingers. Your number two in HHS is Rachel Levine, formerly known as Richard. Maybe dial it back, perhaps like Eric Adams has. Here was the mayor of New York City on The View on Friday defending Bobby Kennedy. Listen and watch this.
But let's be clear. We have a real problem with our food in our country. And we need to watch what we're feeding our children. And
what is the major problem, do you think?
Too much hormones. Many people know my, you know, I almost lost my sight with diabetes. Mm-hmm. The doctor told me I would be blind in a year. I was going to lose my fingers and toes. And it was my food. It wasn't my DNA. It was my dinner.
RFK Jr. ate some pork and now he has a brain worm. Is he the person that should be in charge of that?
Yeah, well, food? Right. And let's understand this also. In all of these agencies, there are thousands of employees and experts that understand these topics and their rules, their regulations.
Mayor, a lot of them want to resign. When they see some of the people that are going to be on top, there's going to be a mass exodus of people who have the institutional knowledge and the institutional memory and DOD at HHS. Same. Who wants to work under our cook?
And let me respond to that. If we love our country, then no one individual should take us away from our mission.
Yes.
If you dedicated your life to a particular place, I dedicated my life to law enforcement. So if a new commissioner came in that I disagreed with, I was not going to say, I'm going to resign. Let's love the country. Let's love our cities. Let's get away from the rhetoric of the professionalism that we know. Those are experts in this. They're going to look at his proposal, do a real analysis, and make these decisions. It happens every day.
So here are the options for the Democrats and the media. You can unite around the Trump administration going about things differently, or you can still take your L via the power of recess appointments. Bill Malusian of Fox News yesterday with the latest on Trump's plan to push his picks through. Listen and watch this.
And Trump has said he wants recess appointments to potentially be on the table to push his picks through without Senate confirmation if necessary. Now, incoming GOP Senate Majority Leader John Thune tells Fox News that he's looking at every single option, including those controversial recess appointments. They will all be on the table to potentially give Trump the people he wants, whatever way it comes down to it.
Oh, and by the way, for the media set to cry over Trump using recess appointments like he's some sort of dictator, Obama and Clinton use them very often. In fact, according to EveryCRSReport.com, President Obama made 32 recess appointments, all to full-time positions. During his presidency, Bill Clinton made 139 recess appointments, 95 to full-time positions and 44 to part-time positions. And President George W. Bush made 171 recess appointments, 99 of which were full time. You're welcome for those facts, Democrats. See, the truth is, no matter how you slice it or dice it, America is done. America is done with the rhetoric and the delusional arguments. America is sick of being sick. America is sick of hearing it's a racist and sexist nation. America is tired of seeing our tax dollars go to waste. America rejected the left wing after 4 years of man-made hysteria and freakouts, and the Trump administration is set to take off and launch, and it'll happen the easy way or the hard way. And there's nothing Democrats can do about it, and they're running out of things left to stand on when you think about it. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company,
which is brought to you by Wawa, where right now you have Wawa pizza and you have it for different sizes at different prices. That's right. Wawa pizza at a great price. Right now, get a personal size 14 or 16 inch Wawa pizza for just $6, $8, or $10 because you got to have a Wawa. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in. Social media at 1210 WPHD. And also, of course, let it rip in the YouTube chat. Just go to youtube.com/@1210WPHT and hit the like and subscribe buttons. We'll come back, get some thoughts on the targeting of the rest of the Trump administration. And then also MAGA. It's now a mainstream movement. And some of the single liberal females out there, they just can't take it. We're back after this here on Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Monday Night Football tonight. Cap off the NFL week with the chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's America's number one sportsbook. New customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's Monday Night Football game, the Houston Texans at the Dallas Cowboys. All right, let's put $5 on this. This three-leg same-game parlay. Joe Mixon for an anytime touchdown. C.J. Stroud on 45-plus yards in the first quarter. And the under for the total points in 41.5. Combine those three bets together. Plunk down $5. You can win $21. Or you could get $150 in bonus bets if it wins. FanDuel, just go to FanDuel.com/Greg. FanDuel.com/Greg to make every moment more of this season. FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL and of 1210 WPHD. 21 and over, President PA. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
We'll get to the mainstream MAGA movement that is post-election, whether it's signs going up after the election or dances on television. We'll hit that as well as this female pushback to Trump's victory. And it starts really at the grassroots level and goes all the way up to Hollywood. And we'll get to that in just a few moments. But Dawn, I want to give you your crack at it. your thoughts on the way now the media, because it's fascinating, right? They've done the whole, let's, you know, tar and feather Trump nonsense. Let's call him Hitler. He's a fascist. But that fell on deaf ears. So now we've got to brand the newbies, right, during the Trump transition. Pete Hegseth is a white nationalist. You know, Matt Gaetz is causing people to cry on Capitol Hill. And if you don't like it, Trump's going to probably use his ability to exercise recess appointments. But it seems like now the kicking and screaming is in the direction of all of Trump's selections within his new administration. Your thoughts?
We know the playbook. We know the last time around what they do when Trump was president last time. What do? They accuse them all of being racist, sexist, rapists. That's what we're going to hear. Get ready for the rhetoric. And so especially after, you know, an incredible weekend. I mean, that entrance with not just Trump, but the entire team. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. I mean, it was the music and everybody, the crowd is roaring and Trump's walking in. There's Elon Musk. Vivek is there. You know these people. When have you known people in a cabinet by first name as if you know them? Elon, Vivek.
Yeah.
You know, Tulsi, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you feel like you know these people. They're like the Avengers. That's what people are saying.
Different feel this time around
totally
compared to 8 years
feel.
Ago.
So they already have, you know, he's quickly getting through these cabinet, you know, positions, getting people in place and talking a lot of talk. And they're freaked out. They are freaked out. The problem here is that, you know, the more you're giving them a hint as to what you might do months ahead, to me, is this a little bit of psychological warfare?
Mm-hmm.
I think it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of talk, a lot of... So can they really get in there and do all of this? Well, you know, you do have, like, congressional approval for some things. So it's not just that any person who's becomes president in the executive branch. I mean, we do have checks and balances.
But he does have more power this time around. And when you look at the Senate, the House, the Supreme Court, he's in about as good of a position as you can be in if you're a president, right?
I think so. But the Mitch McConnell, you know, I think that there were people concerned about Mitch putting into place somebody who in truth at one point was a never Trumper, went on all the shows, said all the right things.
Mm-hmm.
Is he really? So we always have checks and balances in our system. That's how it was just created.
Yep.
So whether, I mean, even let's remember Obama. When Obama got in for the first 2 years, he had all Democrats, right? He had the House, he had the Senate. And what happened? I mean, they fought tooth and nail over Obamacare and everything else. Mm-hmm. And he didn't get as much as he wanted to get done. So the system is created to have some bureaucracy, so you can't do too much too fast. So what that means is that Trump has to keep his vision in focus and cannot get sidetracked by all of this drama that we know is to come.
No, and you're right. And one last note on that, which I think is kind of under the radar that people are not talking about. He has a lot of public figures in his administration this time around. To your point about not getting sidetracked, you know what Trump could actually do if he could control it? And I don't know that he can. He doesn't even have to talk. He could disappear like Joe Biden did during this administration and just allow his, you know, public speakers.
You would never let that happen.
I know, but Elon likes the limelight. Vivek is one of the greatest talkers imaginable. Tulsi Gabbard's not afraid to get in front of cameras. There's a lot of people that have been very public spoken and, you know, visually are comfortable on camera, where he could be in the background just doing what he's doing to execute his vision and make sure that his policies take off and they hit the ground running. And of course, he's going to, you know, come out. He's a showman, right? We understand that. But boy, I tell you what, this time around, you've got so many bright people in your administration. You just let them do the magic and you pop up from time to time. He doesn't need to say anything, right? He made the comeback. He showed America that it was possible. You know what he was able to achieve in his first 3 years, the first term? You know, I know you can't turn down the spotlight, and he loves it. But if he wanted to, he could sit back and be an executive and oversee things from a 30,000-foot view. and maybe be successful. I really believe that. So, yeah, we'll see how that plays out. But, you know, he'll be on TV. He'll be doing his, you know, social media stuff, and the left will have their meltdowns. And I want to get to this, too, because the MAGA Trump dance mainstream media movement is taking off. Before we get to the NFL and UFC and dances and songs, I want to just give you some of these highlights from this story from Axios, because I've actually seen this live in my neighborhood in Montgomery County. So Axios has a headline, "Secret Trump Voters Have Post-Election Coming Out Party." And they write the following. "They're donning MAGA hats in cafes, celebrating on social media, and flying Trump flags. Supporters of President-elect Trump in deep blue cities and states are no longer keeping it to themselves." They go on to write that many Trump voters in these cities saw his victory as validation and are acting accordingly. Some residents of liberal enclaves tell Axios they've seen more Trump yard signs go up after the election than before it. And many supporters of Vice President Harris are grappling with the fact that their neighbors might not have voted the way that they did. A study from Columbia Business School found that amongst those who kept their choice a secret leading up to the 2016 election, 2 out of 3 went for Donald Trump. Quote, "I think people recognize that there is some kind of reputational cost of supporting Trump," says Columbia's Michael Slapian, who co-authored the study. Quote, "There's still such a stigma with being a Trump supporter. I'm not sure it's going to be like that anymore," says Jonathan Alpert, a Manhattan-based psychotherapist who says patients told him they were keeping their support for former President Trump quiet before the election. And then, lastly, Robert Cahali, a pollster and strategist at the Trafalgar Group, says Trump people are out. People that would have been hidden a week or so ago are not hiding anymore. And I said this to my wife as we were taking the girls to dance on Friday. And I go from Bluebell through Worcester Township, down Skipback and Germantown Pike, into Eagleville and Collegeville. And I get it, that's a small sector. That's just one kind of destination, a path from point A to point B. But I'm still seeing Trump van signs up everywhere. All the Harris wall signs have come down. And if this story from Axios is accurate, that now post-election, because your guy won, and he won in resounding fashion by winning the popular vote, I could totally see people that might have had signage or flags or bumper stickers that they were afraid to advertise publicly, now coming out publicly and doing it because it's the popular thing to do. Phil, if we could play this, this is K3. You're going to see John Bones Jones from the UFC, as well as multiple players yesterday in the NFL, and everybody is doing the Trump dance. Listen and watch this. Look at that. Now, you have Brock Bowers from the Raiders, DeAndre Hopkins from the Titans, John Jones from UFC, and a bunch of players from the Detroit Lions up in the top left corner of the screen. Even the 49ers and Nick Bosa, after being fined by the NFL $11,000 for wearing the MAGA hat, are doing this dance. We're seeing it in college athletics, professional athletics. We're also seeing females that are on social media, like outlets like TikTok, that are doing the Trump shimmy dance to the song, the YMCA. I mean, this is becoming, I think, a cultural phenomenon. I actually saw clips over the weekend, Dawn, of people across the pond in soccer matches that were doing it. I really think that this is a movement, and we've seen other countries in elections in the last year and a half, 2 years, that they have voted for, selected, and won with a populist candidate. This is, I really think you can make the case that, and I don't want to say conservatism because Trump's not a true conservative, but it's almost like he's made conservatism cool in a way. Do you get that vibe?
Yeah, I think that, you know, as how long ago did I say, come out of the closet, people? A lot of conservatives, right, were in the closet, especially women.
You said it at the Don Jr. event when we were on stage.
Yes, come out of the closet.
Yes.
And so for people who just, I would have, during this past you know, high school football season, people come up and say, Dawn, I'm not going to, you're not wearing your MAGA hat. I'm not wearing mine because my kid might not get in the school play, or I just don't want to deal with her. Da, 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 da. But I think that now that Trump won, people feel validated.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just, I mean, quite frankly, there is a dance. There's a celebration of, oh my God, thank God that things are going to go back to normal. This upside down land that we've been living in is over, and it's a new era, and we're going to normalize things and get back to work and make America great again. It's really simple. But I think there is this sense of relief. I see more MAGA hats. My husband ordered me the Vance 2028, the J.D. Vance hat, which I forgot. But, yeah. I mean, I just think, you know, and then there's a Christmas Trump hat. It's like green with the red lettering, kind of looks like the Phillies colors.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think now people are out and thinking, okay, that this is over, and that far left progressive stuff is over, and hopefully it is. I think it's a feeling of relief, and it is a feeling of celebration.
And I really do think there's something to be said for when you win the popular vote, right?
Yes.
I mean, quote, there's more of us than there's not, right? When we come to looking at raw numbers for voting. And on a political strategy front, I really do believe that Kamala Harris, the Democrat Party, and the mainstream media, with their attempt to vilify masculinity as toxic, and that Trump would be defeated by, you know, the alternative male, the Doug Emhoffs of the world, right? The Tim Walzes of the world, and that single liberal women, and look, I gotta raise my hand. I thought single liberal women would be the undoing of Trump. I thought post Roe v. Wade, that would be why he could possibly lose. But this looks to be like the biggest political miscalculation of all time. By the way, the Democrats tried to just ostracize and criticize, you know, alpha type A males. And I think this is a rebellious, bounce back of, no, you're not going to sit here and vilify me simply by being a straight male, right? And you look at, I mean, think about it, in the NFL, how many of those people, if you ask them off the record, are Trump supporters? I mean, I would bet 24 out of the 32 NFL owners probably voted for Trump. And I bet you more than 50% of NFL players voted for Trump. And then you go to combat sports like UFC and boxing. These guys aren't voting for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Yeah, John Jones is up there. He handed Trump all sorts. He handed him
that
a belt.
Awesome.
He's climbing the octagon cage. I mean, like,
doing
what are
dance.
We? What are the Democrats doing here? Maybe you should listen to Bill Maher and Fetterman, who actually make some sense, because the far left cuckoo stuff did not land, and it didn't result in a victory.
And how about the fact that John Jones said to Trump, oh man, you were here and I was nervous.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it was just like a nice conversation where he was like, oh, I saw you and I was nervous and I was fighting this and that. I will say a couple of things. First of all, the reporters were asking the Raiders PR team about Bauer's media availability.
Yeah, and
shut him down.
I read that.
So NFL, the woke NFL offices have got to go. And so what happens with all of that?
Yeah.
Because we saw during the movement of players who wanted to bend the knee, and they said that they had a First Amendment right to bend the knee,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though their contract might say that they have to stand for the whatever. But now on the other side, we're seeing a similar thing with the right. And so how does that shake out with players who say, hey, I want to celebrate, you know, what's happening in the country, what have you. So I will be interested to watch that. But I think more than anything, when you think about what's happening in our nation, this is a movement toward the middle.
Yeah.
And that's really, with Donald J. Trump, he was smart in his campaign. He was disciplined in the sense that he kept hope alive. Fight, fight, fight. Make America great again. Think about the themes that Trump pushed for. He talked about the economy. He talked about your safety. I mean, think about the Lake and Riley trial. Horrific going on right now.
Started on Friday. Yep.
Started on Friday mid-morning. We took part of it live, and we learned We learned later in the day that this young lady fought for 18 minutes, was able to call 911.
I heard the I heard the audio of the phone call.
That mom in court, mm-hmm. I can't even imagine.
Just awful.
So think about the impact as Madison Square Garden is happening and people are celebrating the Trump victory and so on and so forth. At the same time, we're learning about the situation at the hands, allegedly, of an illegal person in this country who had been in the hands of law enforcement, the Biden-Harris administration, and Democrats and sanctuary cities at least twice, mm-hmm. and was freed and was let go.
Yep.
So all of that plays together to say, let's keep us safe. So I just think Trump's campaign was the campaign that kept hope alive and stuck to the middle.
Yep.
And revealed that the other side, the incumbent party, had gone too far left to the nation.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of a simple formula, if mm-hmm. you think about it.
You're right. I'm actually glad you brought up the Brock Bowers post-game interview, because apparently, according to reports, he's at his locker. And once all of the media that was gathered around, getting quotes from certain players that sit next to him, to his left, to his right, they kind of broke up. And they were down to just one USA Today sports reporter who asked Brock Bowers about doing the Trump dance. He gave one answer to one question, and that's when I think like one of the team media representatives stepped in and said, all right, that'll do, boys. Let's wrap it up. Let's get on out of here. You know, Brock's got to hit the shower. So I thought that was interesting, probably by design. So I'm glad you caught that as well, because I was reading about that last night. And then just to wrap up here, also I mentioned social media and people returning to X. It's fascinating that all of these people, Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Keith Olbermann, they've all threatened and announced that they are leaving X. And with that comes companies that left X under Elon Musk's ownership. They are returning to X, and they are advertising again. And those companies include Warner Brothers Discovery, Disney, Lionsgate, Comcast, and IBM, saying, quote, "We have resumed ad spending on the X platform, although at lower rates than before." Kind of fascinating that all these companies that took a social or a political stance boycotted X. And now, after Elon Musk is on the victorious side of an election and a part of the Trump administration, they are returning to said platform that they were boycotting. Just wanted to pass that along as well. That story is courtesy of Adweek, if you would like to read it. 855-839-1210, the phone number. All right, so men are feeling good about the election results, but what about single liberal women? In fact, they're so unhappy, they're about to adopt a movement that was started halfway across the globe. We'll get to that story as we continue. Dawn's News to kick off Hour 2 is next here on Kale and Company.
You know, when it comes to your home, trust is everything. For 45 years now, Kitchen Magic has built quite a reputation for transforming kitchens with such precision and such care. You know, from those all-important, those custom cabinets to the countertops, backsplashes, storage solutions, they really do everything. They get the job done and fast in just a few days. Your dream kitchen becomes a reality without the hassle. Trust the name your neighbors have been relying on for decades, Kitchen Magic. Get your free in-home consultation. Go to kitchenmagic.com. Let's cook up something extraordinary. KitchenMagic.com. Get this on the calendar. KitchenMagic.com. Tell Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.